Well, hey there. Welcome to the show. Today, I want to give you an unfair advantage to when you're getting started in your ergonomics career.
Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. And I want to give you some perspective if you're just at the forefront of considering what your options are as a healthcare professional looking to get started offering your own ergonomics assessments, whether it's in the office or in industry. Today, I'm going to be giving you some perspective on my background and what made the difference when I was doing ergonomics assessments and eventually doing my own ergonomics assessments for my own company. And trust me, you can get started with this too. You really can. It's never been a better time because in many industries and many areas around the world today, there is a low supply for a high demand of ergonomics expertise. And if you're a healthcare professional looking to add another source of income right now, avoid burnout, and add a service offering that clients really need, then I want you to really consider what adding ergonomics can do for you. In this episode, I'm going to share about the value of getting the experience and getting mentorship and the role that it can play in your career. Before diving into this, I got to share this analogy with you with soccer. So if you don't know, I played on my university soccer team. I was the captain in my fourth year. And you wouldn't jump from playing recreational soccer to playing elite or professional soccer, right? And I've played both in my career. And let me tell you, friend, I'll be the first to say that there is a huge difference between playing soccer once a week on a pickup type of schedule versus playing it on the highest level possible that you can, because there is not only going to be way more practices, like in university, there was at least one practice a day. There's going to be other things that you have to take into account. Your diet, the fitness, the game times, the meeting with the coaches and other teammates. There's so much to take into account. And listen, my friend, the same is true with just taking an undergrad, university course or lecture or taking a course in ergonomics and then doing it professionally. Now, I've been in the field for more than 15 years now, professionally, and I can say without a shadow of a doubt, your number one thing to do here when you're looking at ergonomics is to get trained up and get experience. That is a combination that you need, and it's so often overlooked by those who maybe have taken a course from somewhere and it's advertised that you could start doing office ergonomics assessments tomorrow. That is not true. Simply taking a how to do ergonomics course will not. It is without a shadow of a doubt, one course will not be enough for you to add real value to your client. And you know what? I gotta say this too. It is not helping the industry. Whatever you do, do not do this. Because what happens if you're marketing your ergonomic services to those people that can really use your help and you don't help them the way that they intended or you misrepresent your skills, it negatively affects our entire industry. Not only that, by getting started without enough experience and expertise, you're going to be harming your reputation, and this can do irreparable damage to your future earning potential as an ergonomics service provider. So I want to pull a little bit about my history in this. If you know about me, I got into ergonomics. I got the fire lit underneath my belly. underneath my toes, so to speak, about 20 years ago. I heard about ergonomics in one of my first undergrad programs in my kinesiology Bachelor's of Science degree. And I went to Dalhousie University, and at the time they had an awesome ergonomics program. Little did I know when I signed up to go into my kinesiology degree. So from that point on, I knew that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my career. If only it could be that clear to you listening, right? For many of my listeners, they find out about ergonomics only from being in their healthcare professional degree and their program for some time, looking to add more value or have a change of scenery, right? Well, it wasn't the case for me. 20 years ago, I knew I wanted to get into ergonomics. So I buckled down and I did all of the courses possible related to ergonomics that I could get my hands on. And like I mentioned, there was an ergonomics stream at my university, and I was able to take a lot of ergonomics courses. And you know what I even did? I pursued engineering courses too to help me gain more insights. In my fourth year, my senior year of university, I was fortunate enough that I had the opportunity to do an honors thesis project. So it was kind of like, so this is independent research that was led by this student, one of those overachieving students. And what I did was ergonomics. And what I was able to do was go to an off-site area and join an ergonomics consulting firm that was helping one of the area's leading employers manage the ergonomics and provide solutions to a physically demanding task that was looking for a solution to their ergonomics issues for years. So as a person who was looking to get into ergonomics, this was amazing because not only was I able to apply the knowledge that I had to ergonomics, I was able to see how a professional ergonomics consultant did business and how they went about the ergonomics process in a professional setting. So I was left with some really cool things that have had a lasting effect on my career. It gave me some background of how to conduct yourself in the professional setting in a physical industry. However, that was one thing. It didn't give me enough to prepare me for all the different scenarios that I could see when I offered my own ergonomic services. I was just too green. I was too fresh. So get this. After that point, I was lucky enough to lock down an internship with one of the world's leading companies for ergonomics consulting. And what made this company so neat was that they had the largest amount of certified professional ergonomists via the BCPE on staff. There was so much to learn. There were so many scenarios that I had experience with at that point, and there are so many assessments to do that accelerated my learning. The key message here that I want to share with you, it wasn't necessarily that particular opportunity that set me up to do good ergonomics assessments in my career. It was access to the ergonomic mentors. It was the ergonomics mentors that set the stage. Not only did I have someone to ask questions to, but I had someone to review my reports that I did. And they looked for opportunities of improvement. They looked at the ergonomics root cause of scenarios, and they ensured what I produced was useful and it's something that the client would want. And if you're just starting out with ergonomics assessments, office ergonomics assessments, whatever you choose to do, even in a simple report, you could be totally off. You really can. And I certainly felt that when I first started. It was the mentorship that allowed me to accelerate my progress and to get the results that I needed to get to really crush doing my own ergonomics assessments. So when you're looking to get into ergonomics assessments, whether it's office or industrial, it obviously depends on where you live and what's around you. I want you to look for programs and training programs that give you the ability to have a mentor. Maybe that means that there's coaching involved in the program, or you get one-on-one access to someone who's already doing ergonomics assessments and is where you want to be in like 5 years. That is going to be invaluable. So you might be asking yourself, why would I say where you want to be in like 5 years? Here's the thing. Again, whether you're doing industrial ergonomics assessments or office ergonomics assessments or lab assessments, you need to put in the time in order for you to get a good representation of what you're going to see out there. And I recommend that folks, before they get started in whatever they want to do, that they put the time in before they do the paid work. I love when people take simple steps that give big rewards. One way that I think works really well is to start with office ergonomics assessments before you pivot into lab or industrial or whatever type of assessment that you can see. And there's a major reason for this, and it's simplicity. When you're doing an office ergonomics assessment, you're only going to need to master one tool to do an assessment successfully. In the ergonomics blueprint, that's my signature course to teach you how to do an office ergonomics assessment. I've designed my own tool there. There's options when you want to get started with office ergonomics assessments. I put together what works really well for me based on research. I didn't pull it out of the air. Office ergonomics, like I mentioned, you only need one assessment tool. Compare that with any other area of ergonomics. You're going to need to know at least 30 types of tools. And that's not just having the base understanding of those tools exist. It's that you have to have that mastery of all those tools. So that's why I say get started with office ergonomics assessments. You'll learn the process. You'll get an expert level ability on one tool. And then after you're in the field for some time, then you can start looking at other types of pivots that you want to take in your career. Now, when you're first getting started, I want to say that you're going to need to do at least 20 office ergonomics assessments before you can start offering your own paid. And why 20? Well, I have been in the field for, like I said, if you want to include my industrial undergrad component there, it's more than 20 years at this point. So I've seen a lot of people who jump into office ergonomics assessments or offering their own ergonomics assessments a little bit too early. And I mentioned that there's going to have negative implications on not only yourself, but the profession at large. When you do office ergonomics assessments, having at least 20 types of assessments under your belt will be incredibly useful. At that point, you're going to be able to identify trends. And what that means is that when you go up to your ergonomics assessment, in almost a fraction of a second, you're going to see exactly what needs to be changed at that person's workstation. It could be a combination of monitor height, chair setup, keyboard, desk height, mouse location, compared with that person's symptoms and signs of discomfort. So you're going to be able to do that in, I'm saying, like fractions of seconds of what needs to be changed. Not only that, you're going to have a really good idea of the types of ergonomic solutions that you can offer. So you're going to have your go-to list of office ergonomics equipment, the types of manufacturers that give you good options, and other types of solutions that aren't related to engineering or equipment. That could be related to that person's habits. Maybe you have a background in stretching and you want to give them specific exercises. You're going to exactly know what the outcomes are so you can share that with your customers. But here's the thing. As I mentioned, it takes time to develop that. It's going to at least take 20 office ergonomics assessments for you to get to that level of expertise. So how do you do that? Well, I like to encourage you to use a friend's and family root. So think of all your family and friends who would be wanting the best for you. Because when you first do this, it is going to be sloppy. It is going to be kind of out of control that you're not exactly going to know what to say, when to say, and what to recommend. So you need someone to be forgiving with you and have that relationship with you before. So get as close to 20 as you possibly can. And you can do them virtually, they can do them in person, whatever floats your boat. It's going to be really useful. But it's not just that assessment that you have to do. It's that report writing that's very important. Because when you're doing an ergonomics assessment out there, you're going to be able to make more money the faster that you can write the report. And if you're not fine-tuning that process, and if you're not an expert at writing reports, then you're going to have issues. And you're going to be making like 10 bucks an hour because your report writing is going to take 10 hours in addition to all of the assessment processes that you have to go through as well. So even if you're charging like $300 to $1,000 per assessment and report, if you don't master report writing, then it's not going to be something valuable for you. It's going to take a lot of extra time, especially if you're doing this on side hustle or part-time and you have other things to do for your 9-to-5, not to mention your family responsibilities. So I want you to keep that in mind. As I mentioned, I have a program called the Ergonomics Blueprint. And one part of that program that you'll get access to is access to me to review your first two redacted office ergonomics reports. And you may think that that's not necessary because I provide you with all the steps in the ergonomics blueprint, including the swipe file. And the swipe file is something that my students use all the time because it has all the information you need to do a thorough ergonomics analysis. You simply just copy and paste. Saves you hours. Even with that, you would be surprised of the amount of people that have gone through the program that still benefit from the one-on-one office ergonomic report coaching. And it's no surprise, you know, because I have been there too. I have tried to go through putting together ergonomics reports professionally without having the knowledge and experience. So it was kind of like my own best guess, but it was that expert who showed me where I was wrong in my analysis. And this is where a lot of folks can make mistakes. It's when you're doing the root cause analysis to the issues that you see in that ergonomics assessment. What this means is that, let's say you identify that the root cause is someone's posture in their chair. So you want to give that person a new chair, and that's the basis of your ergonomics report. Well, the difference is that when you meet with me, I can look at the measurements of everything that you made in that report and look at that person's interview that you do with them. And I might say, you know what? You do have some good points about the chair, but I think that person has lower back pain, not because of their chair, because they're leaning forward on their desk, because their desk is too high above a neutral seated elbow height. And that's the real cause. So of course, you can address the chair aspects and make sure that's set up optimally. But if you don't address the root cause of the situation, then you're not going to give that person the best possible results. And this is just one little example where you could have the best intentions when you're helping someone. But if you don't nail that ergonomics assessment to what your client thinks that you should, that level, then you can really be doing a negative effect, a real number on our ergonomics industry and your reputation. Likewise, when you're doing an ergonomics assessment and you know that there is an issue with a certain piece of equipment, but you just don't nail giving them the right recommendation for the piece of equipment, and you're just like 80% there, it's not 100% perfect, then that's going to have negative implications, not only to our industry, but to your personal reputation too. So that's why I want to highlight this level of mentorship and this level of expert leading when you're getting started with your ergonomics assessments and learning the process, why that's so beneficial to your career. And this is why in my program, the Ergonomics Blueprint, I give you the time-saving documents so that you can write reports in less time. That's the swipe file. But I also give you opportunities to meet with me and a group of your peers every month. That's right, group coaching. So if you have any issues with a particularly complex office ergonomic case, or you have a question about the process, or you want to talk about root cause analysis, or you have a question about the best ergonomic equipment to recommend, you can meet with me and a group of your peers to discuss this. Group coaching is the best. I absolutely love it because even if you don't have any specific questions, you can still attend this. And then you can learn from other people that maybe just a few steps ahead of you, what's going on with them, so you can avoid those barriers and get better results. It is awesome. So that's why I've included that. I knew that I needed that when I started doing office ergonomics assessments and ergonomics assessments because I had so many questions and I was lucky to have a mentor. And without that mentor, I probably wouldn't be here right now. Not only that, but I've seen the best results with students that take up the opportunity to ask me questions, get answers, and implement that as fast as possible. One more game-changing positive effect with the Ergonomics Blueprint is that mentorship when you're writing reports. It came from a place of lemons, and I made lemonade with it. When I first started doing ergonomics reports, I failed miserably, so bad. Mentors ripped my stuff apart, but gave me some major insights and I guess love that I could move forward with it and do really quality office ergonomics reports that I could charge a lot for. Now, I've done the same for you when you enroll in the Ergonomics Blueprint. I'm going to review your first two reports. And we're going to meet in person virtually, and I'm going to kindly walk you through opportunities for improvement. This will make your reports better. This will allow you to charge more for your office ergonomics report. I have students all the time enroll in the Ergonomics Blueprint who have taken courses from other organizations for these two reasons alone. The mentorship from me, which includes the report review and the monthly coaching and the swipe file. It's that good and it's going to make you more money. So if you are interested in learning how you could get started with the Ergonomics Blueprint, I want you to listen to this little voiceover right now. And I would love to help you with your ergonomics assessments in the office. And I want to help you earn more money. So listen to that, and we're going to talk soon. You can get started with office ergonomics assessments today. Healthcare professionals are seeing the potential and opportunity to add office ergonomics assessments to their practice and services. Go to ergonomicshelp.com/begin to get the exact 7-step process that works so that you can get started today without the confusion or overwhelm. Just head to ergonomicshelp.com/begin now.